This is episode number 2046 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Oh, geez. You know, It's not that I want to talk about Yay.
Yay
and Kimmy Kim.
Yeah. But.
But sometimes it's just. It's like it just comes to the door and it says, talk about me, talk about me. So this is what I'm going to do.
This is what we're going to do. Yep. We're going to talk about you.
Because this is.
This one came to the door.
It did. It knocked. It said, Morgan. 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 Kanye West cheated on Kim Kardashian after she welcomed her first two kids.
No.
And the inspiration for his new song, Hurricane.
Oh, wait.
And the plot thickens.
Okay, so they've got four kids. He cheated on her after number two. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knew about this. She had to know about this. She had to know about this.
She would have to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she does now.
Well, continue.
So anyway, multiple sources confirm the meaning.
Multiple sources.
Multiple sources.
Wow, that means more than one.
More than one source. Confirm the meaning behind the telling lyrics in the track of Donda.
Donda.
His latest album that was released with plenty of fanfare, and controversy.
Yes.
And listening parties.
And listening parties.
And millions of dollars in listening party. Gosh. Our source confirmed the aforementioned new chick. She ain't no Bree Fling.
Really?
Ernest Shake.
Oh.
Despite swirling rumors otherwise.
Now, they kind of split up, Ernest Shake and him. That didn't last long.
They kind of split up?
I think they kind of split up.
Well, that, yeah?
Yeah.
They well, he's yeah, you know, he's wanting his wife back,
right? But it sounds like the person he cheated on her with is not Irina Shayk, because Irina Shayk was what was his name when all this was going down. This was two kids ago.
Yes,
I don't know how much that is chronological, but it was two kids ago, so it had to be a little bit of time.
Well, who knows how long it went on?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe he'll write another song about it.
So if you look closer to the lyrics, he's referring to his infidelity during his marriage with Kim, even after two kids. And that's what an insider confirmed.
Okay, got it.
So this song also, it kind of alludes to Kanye, who is 44, never going home to their multi-million-dollar mansion and struggling with alcohol abuse.
What? Wait, what? Holy crap. We're going to shuffle that one under the carpet and the alcohol abuse. What? Well, yeah, what?
That's what's coming out.
Wow.
Besides,
but this is lyrics in a song. This is lyrics in a song. Uh-huh. Are they real though, or is he just making this stuff up? You know, because it is a song. I mean, you could write a song.
You can write a song. Yeah.
Hmm.
There's plenty of that.
Hmm. But it's plausible.
Sources are saying.
And he never moved into the
house.
I would challenge that, but they're probably correct.
Well, they say he just never went home.
Well, that means he never moved into the house. He was in Wyoming. No wonder he was in Wyoming for 2 years.
Oh, well, that, yeah.
Yeah, so, Kim. I was going to tell her to lawyer up, but she's already done with that. Don't take him back.
I'm my own lawyer.
That's right. Don't take him back. Just keep moving on. And we're moving.
Seth Rogen is cleaned up. See, I told you, riveting. Riveting. Riveting crap right here. He shared a photo to Instagram on Wednesday that showed himself sporting a much different hairstyle. See, are you at the edge of your seat?
I'm at the edge of my seat.
Edge of your seat.
Yeah.
Now, fans have gotten used to seeing him, you know, kind of like... Typical
well, Seth
shaggy
Rogen
looks.
Is, well, shaggy is a good word.
Shaggy locks
That's
and beard.
Word. Yeah.
Hair. Now, though, you just be blow your mind.
Really? Is it going to blow my mind?
His hair was closely cropped and showed a bit of gray on the sides, while his face had just a light dusting of stubble.
Hmm.
And he wrote, new hair, same smoldering look.
Look, I mean, you know, Seth Rogen is just that, he's that sloppy guy. I mean, he is a sloppy guy.
He is a sloppy guy. And, you know, fans were surprised. Hmm. But they were supportive.
I think I would be supportive. No, I would be surprised.
I mean, this is as big as Jay-Z losing the hyphen in his name.
No, I think that was bigger.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that was bigger.
I mean, when you're reporting on haircuts, this is the epitome of the who cares.
Hang on, I'm going to look him up. I'm going to look him up. Official, Seth Rogen official.
Okay.
Oh my God, he looks like Kevin Sussman.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, Stewart on Big Bang Theory. Look at him.
Oh, wait.
Look at him.
Oh my goodness.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, see, that's earth shattering right there. Seth Rogen. He's never going to get a part looking like that.
So, what's the guy's name in Big Bang Theory?
Kevin Sussman.
Kevin Sussman now has a doppelganger.
Seth Rogen is your doppelganger. And if you hang out with him, he'll probably give you some weed.
They could do one of those State Farm commercials.
Oh, hey, it's Jake from State Farm.
Jake from State Farm and the doppelgangers. You know? Remember that?
Oh, my God. I did remember that.
Yeah.
See? But don't you think? I think it's just the way it's shot, but...
Well, this is not the first time in 2021 that Seth has showed off a major transformation.
In
May, it talk about mind blowing. He revealed he was completely free of facial hair. No facial hair.
He's done that before. It's the curly hair, the mop that is so trademark.
Well,
Seth
Rogen. This was for his role in Hulu's forthcoming limited series Pam and Tommy.
All right, so that's the deal. He's going to let it grow back. I guarantee you.
Stars? I got to tell you who this is going to be in this Pam and Tommy.
Okay.
Lily James.
Oh, wow.
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be starring as Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, I heard that. So they're doing this Pamela Anderson
from
Tommy
Cinderella Lee. To Pam Anderson.
They're going to have to bulk her up a little bit.
Yeah, the upper.
I think
they're
going to need a little extra.
And Sebastian Stan?
Sebastian Stan is Bucky from Captain America.
He's going to be Tommy Lee.
There's one part of Tommy Lee I doubt we're going to be seeing in the Hulu.
Probably not. But I tell you, Bucky, he's a hottie.
Bucky is a hottie. So there you go. You know who's a hottie? This lady right here. I'm looking at her on Instagram. Halle Berry. Who's in the bathroom wearing she's dressed. She's clothed.
I'm sorry.
She's writing on the mirror with some lipstick. Oh, we're doing a show. Sorry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.